Yerushalmi Ma'aseh Sheni, corresponding to Bavli, Bechayos, Daf Nunhei. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Chof Gimel Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. Ma'arimin al Ma'aseh Sheni, Ked said, Oimer Adam Lechaveiroi, Levnoi Ulevita Gedoilim, La'avdoi Leshivchase Ha'evrim, Heilech Ma'aseh Elu, Uftelecha Es Ma'aseh Zeh. The Mishnah says one may act deceptively with Ma'aseh Sheni, and how is this? A person may say to his friend, his adult son or daughter, or his Jewish servant or maidservant, take this money and redeem for yourself this Ma'aseh Sheni. He may not say this to his young son or daughter, or to his Canaanite slave or slave woman, because their hands are like his. If a person standing in the threshing floor and he has no money, he may say to his friend, this produce is yours as a gift, and he can then say to him, behold, these are redeemed onto money in my house. The Gemara says, Rabbi Avin Amar is Palgun Rablaza Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina. Chad Amar Lama Ma'arimin Olav Mipnei Shekosa by Bracha. Chana Amar Lama Poidin Oisai B'Sha'a Zor Mipnei Shekosa by Bracha. Rabbi Avin says that Rablaza and Rabbi Yosi Ben Chanina disagreed. One says that one may act deceptively because the Pasuk uses the word blessing, as it says in Devarim, Perek Yudalad Pasuk Chofdalad, for Hashem your God shall bless you, indicating that we are not particular if it was redeemed without adding the extra fifth. The other one said that why do we redeem it according to its lowest price, as the Pasuk states that it's a blessing. Man and Kaimin, Im Kusha Amalite, say Upadei Li Shluchayhu, say Upadei Lecha Shulayhein. What's the case where the Mishnah permitted giving the money to another person in order to avoid giving the extra fifth? If he said to him, go and redeem for me, then he's simply acting as his agent. And if he said, go and redeem for yourself, it belongs to the owner. Elekian Kaimin, rather, he said to him, the produce will be mine and the money yours, or vice versa. And the Brisa supports it and says that if a person said, the produce will be mine and the money yours, or the produce will be yours and the money mine, he doesn't add the fifth. Rabbi Yochanan says that for any Meisah that he doesn't own both it and its redemption money, he does not add the fifth. Rabbi Yosef Rabun, B'Shem Rechanina, Taimed Rabbi Yochanan, B'Mgal Yigal, Ish B'Ma'asoi, Chamishisoi, Yosef Alav, Kedei Shehu, Uvijoinai, Mishaloi. Rabbi Yosef Rabun, quoting Rabbi Chanina, says, the Rabbi Yochanan source is the Pasuk that says in Vayikra, Pek Chavzayim Pasuk Lamadalad, if a man shall surely redeem from his master, he shall add a fifth of it, means both it and its money shall be his in order to need the fifth added.